Blog Talk Radio.
Assalamu alaikum. الحمد لله ثم الحمد لله الحمد لله الذي أنزل علينا كتاب مبين ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله ونشهد أن سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. Beloved brothers and sisters, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillah wa jumu'ah mubarak. أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Yeah, two mics going on here. Something. الرجال أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم الرجال قوامون على النساء بما فضل الله بعضهم على بعض وبما أنفقوا من أموالهم فالصالحات قانتات حافظات للغيب بما حفظ الله صدق الله العظيم. Allah the mightiest has spoken the truth. An expression of this, the 34th ayah of Surah An-Nisa is: men are those who fulfill their responsibilities to establish women by recognizing the favors of Allah by which He obligates them to the other and by what they spend for them from their wealth. So the righteous women are devoutly obedient, guarding in the absence what Allah would have them guard. And say, Sadaqallahu al-Azim, Allah the Mightiest has spoken the truth. Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhu, he reported that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Ad-dunya mad'un wa khayru mad'i ad-dunya al-marratu salihat." Sadaqa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Prophet said, "The world is filled with provision, and the best provision in the world is a righteous woman." Sadaqa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah, today. The second part of the subject matter, manhood, masculinity, and the woman. This is the second part, but it's a series of nine. As it stands right now, the number is nine. So inshallah, you'll be able to get the whole series today if that's what you like, including today's khutbah. So we continue with where we started with the woman. We've already gone over the man. And so now when we speak of the woman background for this component today, a reminder. We talked about abstract. Abstract means accurate but without details. It means a lot, but that's speaking in this subject so you'll know what tools to bring to understanding it. So what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reveals is abstract in the sense not that it is unreal, nebulous, illusory, any other kind of way that you may interpret or translate that word abstract. What it means is that God is saying, basically, you have this, you have the basic man. You have the basic man that I created. You have this, you have the basic man. And we spent seven khutbahs, and actually, if you add the seven that happens on Saturday as a follow-up to the Jummah, that means 14. So we've addressed that part of it, 14, in 14 segments. Now, what is true about the abstract, it means that it's accurate. Again, the walls, roof, and the door. You got walls, roof, and the door. The floor comes automatically. You got a house. But you don't have the details. But if you draw a picture for anyone and say, well, what is this? They'll say, it's a house. But you have never really seen a house like that anywhere on the planet other than in a drawing or in some animation. The point is, however, that it is a description, a symbol, an icon of what a house actually is, and it has all the fundamental components of what makes a house. But that's an abstract house, and that's not to diminish it, because we're talking about what God has revealed. God says, if I have a man that is my man, if the man that I created, if he would fulfill his responsibility to the woman, and if he spends of his wealth on her, you got the basic man that I created. That's not the details, but you got to get that first. If you don't have that part down, whether you haven't even got started. Okay? But we spend enough time on that. So the abstract man in his reality as from Allah is a man in relationship to woman. This is a big thing for us to understand. It's like your and my, speaking as a male, your and my manhood has not been defined by Allah in the absence, in a vacuum that doesn't include a woman. I mean, God said, you're going to be my man, there's got to be a woman involved in the way that I say for you to be involved with her. Until you're involved with her in the way that I say you're supposed to be involved with her, you're not the man I created. Okay, I said enough about that too. All right, but we're talking about now, we're talking about woman, right? So likewise, the abstract woman. So the abstract woman is what's being described here. Now, I'll give you the abstract, and then what we're talking about is detail. And I think we're really going to focus on one word today in that abstraction of what is the woman that Allah has created. So you have three attributes, three qualities that I mentioned. We spent the most time, even though that wasn't fully detailed, we spent the most time last week dealing with salihat. Salihat. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَصَالِحَةٌ تُقَانِتْ. And we pointed out that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the way he revealed that ayah, or that part of the ayah, he's saying, this is a continuation of what we've been talking about in terms of man. So woman, your reality is also defined by God in relationship to your relationship to man. And to cross that bridge in a little bit tighter way is this. For salihah fat, then. So if you take then as a conclusion to two premises, that okay, this is the conclusion. So therefore. So you take fat to mean so therefore, right? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, look, if you have a man that does what I have created him to do. This is what you do in order for you to be the woman that warrants such a man. There's an obligation that comes upon you by virtue of that man being that kind of man for you. And if a woman ignores that consequence, expectation, and acts like, he ain't never done nothing for me. He just do that because he just wants this and whatever. Well, that's not the woman that Allah, that's not Salihat. That's not the woman that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created. Somebody else created that woman. So God has connected the woman's reality as intended by him in her relationship to such a man. So make sure we keep the equivalence, right? The abstract man is the man, quote, without the details, but fundamentally he's that. But then, of course, in al-Islam, you get greater and greater details in the sunnah of the Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said, I'm the best among you in the treatment. Surely the best among you is the best in the treatment of his wives. I'm the best among you in the treatment of my wives. And so there's your answer. Who's the best man? You know, we had a saying in weddings, though. He said, the best man. We'll think about that later. You know? But Allah is telling us who the best man is. Right? But oftentimes the best man don't fit that definition. But moving on. So likewise, the abstract woman, her reality as from Allah is in her relationship to man. And Allah says in the verse that we read for each portion of this treatment, ba'aduhum ala ba'ad. A way to read that in the way that we would prefer that it be read to get this understanding is that each has obligations by the law of nature relative to the other. Ba'aduhum ala ba'ad. Each has obligations by the law of nature in relationship to the other. But since I want you to really think about it, how many people are living their lives without respect for the reality of Allah? Men living their lives without respect for the reality of Allah. Women living their lives without respect for the reality of Allah. And women and men living their lives without respect for the reality of Allah's expectation of their relationship to each other. Just going about life, never registering. Wait. I'm supposed to be living my life in relationship to a woman who is also living her life in relationship, that's the goal, living her life in relationship to Allah. So how many men are not even seeking to establish that? Something's missing until that's in place. And I've already said, you know, when I talk like this, I'm not coming to point fingers. I'm energetic. I'm excited about it. I'm a servant of Allah, inshallah, because I know this is a part, if not the principal cornerstone. We say family is the cornerstone of civilization. Well, what's the cornerstone of family? So ummah, if ummah means civilization, how are we ever going to get to civilization if we don't get family? How are we ever going to get to family if we don't get marriages that are the way that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala intends for them to be? Maybe that's the answer to the mystery. When Muslims don't have ummah, we'll start with a fundamental question. When are we going to have better marriages? And all we're saying in terms of reporting what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah knows best what he says, is that, look, y'all, this is what I mean for you to do. Man, you do this. Woman, you do this. These are your orders. Ba'aduhum ala ba'ad. Each one of you in the nature that I have created in you fixes you, well, obligates you, that's the answer, obligates you to behave in a certain way towards women, to behave in a certain way towards men. Now, if you're paying attention to me and not to whoever else, then do what I tell you to do, Allah. Do what I tell you to do. Oh, but he, oh, but she. Okay, who's the God? I'm speaking personification, Allah. Is she the God or am I the God? Who's the God? Is he the God or am I the God? So who are you going to pay attention to first and who are you going to obey first? That's why when I translate that qunut, and we're going to get right to it, inshallah, Kunut is devoutly obedient. The translator in one of the readings, so many of those in the reading, said devoutly obedient to Allah. And that's true. But there's a limitation on that translation, and we just got to keep going and we get to that. Well, I just want us to understand this. Here's another way of understanding this. Because Allah says, I have put a gift in, speaking to the man, I have put a gift in her for you. And speaking to the woman, I have put a gift in him for you. But it's under lock and key. God said, wait, hold, listen. You know me. God said, but the prophet said, this world is filled with mad'un. Mad'un is entertainment and provision. You know, Quran says this life is mad'un ghurur. Mad'un ghurur. You know, Nation of Islam, you know, we used to translate it, is that goods and chattels of deception. Right? Goods and chattels. That's how we translated mad'un, right? It's that, but it says mad'un ghurur. So if mad'un is good and chattel, but it deceives you. Do you think people are deceived by all the distractions, entertainment of this world? To the extent that they live that way, chasing that illusion, and die. They put into the grave and never live the life that Allah created them for. That's what's happening to people. Right? But then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, his messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, "Ad-dunya mad'un." It says, "Wa khayru mad'i," the best of entertainments and provision. No ghurur in here. No ghurur. The best of entertainment. There's a lot of good things in the world. God has said. A lot of good things in the world, but you take it from me, Allah. The best, marratun salihah, a righteous woman. We spend a lot of time. So why aren't these men looking for righteous women? Yeah, Rick James. Let's move on. Okay, yeah, you tied it together, right? Stop looking for her. Look for mad'un salihan. Marratun salihan. All right. There's an angel in him for her, and there's an angel in her for him. I'm saying to you, understand, brother and sister, it's not rhetoric talk. This is not just, oh yeah, that was cool. That was good. No. This is a reality. If you grasp it, your life is better from the moment you said, got it, and then live by it. So I'm going to say it. Allah has put in her something you can't even imagine. Wallahi. And Allah has put in him something you can't imagine. I know I'm doing a lot of conversation, like husbands and wives, etc. I'm coming to keep everybody in the mix. You got males, you got females, you got married, you got unmarried. So inshallah, I hope to put something in for everybody because everybody has their particular needs. But for right now, this part of the conversation is about the fact of every woman is a gift. Every man is a gift. From Allah. You ever seen a t-shirt? God don't make no junk. You might look on the outside. Nah, ain't for me. Doesn't matter. Do they exist? Are they walking on the earth? There's a gift in them for somebody. Now, if Allah has put you in a situation to be married to someone, well, then you are now in the presence of a gift from God. Now you got to find the key on how to unlock it. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has revealed right here in the Quran, these are the keys. Man, be responsible to establish that woman. Accept the responsibility, everything that goes with it. Do you know the root meaning for the word when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that he has created for you relationships by blood and by marriage. You know the term Sahara? Sahara, the root of that term Sahara, that translates as marriage. Do you know what it also means? Fried, cooked, and broiled. If you've been married for any period of time, you've been fried, you've been cooked, you've been broiled. If it's nothing else, you've been hot. Now you know. You've been hot. Well, that's God telling you. That's a part of the package. It's part of the package. We're going to get further into detail later. Not today. Subject matter. But here's the point, brother and sister. There's no painless marriages. There are no painless marriages. The third time. There are no painless marriages. You mean you gotta go? Yeah. Hold on. Hang in there. The heat gonna pass. If you recognize that, look, this is part of, okay, this is a frying. This is a boiling. It's hot up in here. I need to get out of this heat. Okay, and the replacement is somebody that's cool. Because wherever you ended on the other one, that's where you're going to start with the other one. And if either of you don't get it figured out with each other, then you just start all over again. Now you got to ask yourself, how much more time do I got? You got that kind of time, right? It took you that long to get where you are. I know I'm talking long term, but we need to hear it. So you got that kind of time to start over. Beyond the fact that divorce is the most hated halal that Allah allows. He allows it, but the creator of us, he says, I really don't like it. It's halal. It's not only do I not like it, karraha, karraha. I really, really, really don't like it. Why? Because it messes up my plan. My plan calls for a man and a woman to work together in accordance to the design that I have in both their natures so that we can build Khalifatul Ard. You think Khalifatul Ard is like some political organization? Khalifatul Ard is Ummah. Khalifatul Ard is a society and a civilization grounded in the things we're talking about. And that world starts in the home. And that home's establishment starts based on the relationship between the man and the woman in that house. And it's like, yeah, there's pain. There's pain. That's a part of it. But it's not all pain. I don't care. It could feel like it. I know there's times you feel like, oh, man, pain. Ain't nothing but pain. And certainly, you have to make your decision. I mean, this is not divorce counseling or marriage counseling in a direct sense, but it's saying that wherever you go, there you are. And how certain are we as to what kind of a contribution we make to the heat of the situation? Oh, it's all on her. No, it's all on him. Well, why don't you both figure it out first and come to some very clear conclusion about what it really is. And then if it makes sense to separate yourself from each other, then it's halal. It's allowed. It may be the solution for your immediate situation, but in the context of service to God, you have to have that in mind. I have a lot more to say about that, but my spirit is drawn to that for many, many reasons. I'll say this in terms of what Allah says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ عَلَيْكُمْ رَقِيبٌ. Allah is over you as a supervisor. Allah is over you as a watcher. There are a lot of things that we have to bear for the sake of Allah that we would prefer not to bear for the sake of Allah. And if Allah blesses us with time, I'm speaking personally right now, myself. If Allah blesses us with time, we hope to get to a point in the conversation at least at about that. It won't be today. I don't know when it's coming, but I'll make this point right now that listen, sacrifice is the nature of life and progress. You don't make progress without sacrifice.
You don't make progress without facing pain, difficulty, lack, want, things that you would prefer not to face. You don't run away every time. That ain't working. Now listen, you got to live your life. I don't live with you. I don't live with him. I don't live with her. But I tell you what, wherever you go, you're going to find some more of that same thing. Why? If you marry a human being. Now, I don't know. AI, I don't know what they're coming up with nowadays. I can't touch that, you know. But whoever you get, if they're a flesh and blood, conscious human being, they've got their package too. And it ain't always the one you're presented with. Oh, yeah, he look good. She look good. But wait till you open up that package. What do you mean, open up the package? I mean, when it comes time for division of labor in the household. I guess this is where the chutzpah went today. Listen, because on a certain level, wallahi, 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 and I'm telling you from experience, and I have plenty of work to do. I'm learning stuff every day. I'm in training still. But if you want to know how simple, you got to try it and find out if what I'm telling you is true. How simple working on making it work works, here it is. Who buys the food? Get that worked out. And agreed. It's agreed that, okay? Who pays the utilities? Who puts the gas in the car? And we can just stay with the food. Okay, who brings the food into the house? Wallahi, listen. If my wife comes up, this is no boast. I've been trained. I had to learn this. Wallahi. Allah forgive us. MashaAllah. I know I'm out of form, but MashaAllah, what we need to be in so many cases is informal in order to get form. Here's the thing. Used to be, I'm in the house. I hear the car. Car pull up. You know she pulling up. I'm still sitting at my computer. All right, she come in the door. She had to struggle with her elbow to open the door, and it come through the door. In our house, you can, as soon as the door open up, you see me where I'm sitting. So it's like, "Assalamu alaikum," and then if I, "Wait, what's wrong?" I'm going back. So that went past a few times. Then, of course, I got read the Riot Act, which is appropriate. You know? So do you think I still just sit there? What do you think I do when I hear the car? I'm up like Rover. You know what I'm saying? It's like, and I'm opening the door, and I'm checking to see how many bags she got to bring in. If I'm not sure, that you need some help? She'll say, yeah, no, I got it. Brings him in, and we good. That's it. I still can't just go back to my computer and say, okay, we're good. She here now, so I can do it. No, you need to come in the kitchen. Because you're usually the first stop. You need to come in the kitchen. How'd my day go? What am I doing? What am I dealing with? What's wrong with that? That's right. Right? And if I know where the grocery goes, she's in charge of that. If I know where the grocery goes, hey, start putting them away. She knows where stuff goes. Put it away. Who cooks the food? Who serves the food? That's not always a given. But alhamdulillah, you know, my situation turns in. But I have become the sous chef in the house. Sous-chef means you the backup. And said, give me the cheese out of the refrigerator. Get those tomatoes over there. Where is it? Have you made the bread yet? Hey, teamwork makes the dream work, man. Do your job, do that, that's it. Now maybe you can go back, sit down, do something. It's not a commando kind of thing. It's a relationship, it's teamwork. Now, what I look like, I'm sitting there, she's doing all the cooking. I'm sitting there, I'm just going to close up my computer. I used to close up my computer just to have the plate set down in front of me. Now I'm ready to eat, and I want to watch my favorite TV program. And so what's her job? Just do that? And what do I do? No, I'm saying all that to say that there's a division of labor in the household. And it's not always a given that that whatever that old school idea is, that your daddy or your daddy's daddy or somebody else was raised on that, that's not really not how it works. And it's not supposed to work that way in reality, like fences, you know what I'm saying? There is a responsibility and there is agreement. Ukun nikah is a marriage contract. There's an agreement that you make. There's either a tacit or an explicit agreement that you make about how this household is going to be run. And I could go through the hadith to detail all those kind of things, but I'll only say this as we conclude this portion of the khutbah, is that the prophet said all of you are leaders. So, yes, the man has the primary authority over the whole, but that's a role of responsibility. That's a part of his obligation. And Allah has min fadl. He has given a favor of one over the other, but it's not for him just to be large and in charge. It's for him to fulfill the responsibility in the interest of the woman and the children when there's a family in that respect. So when he does that, and then hadith says that the woman is over the household property and the children. So the interior of the house, we're talking abstract, and the house, well, abstract doesn't mean, again, you know, it's not frivolous. It means that if you want to do it right, this is the way you got to do it. Allah said, that's her domain. In fact, the Prophet said, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the woman is nearest to her Lord when she is in her home. See, some take that and turn it around and say, well, a woman's place is in the house. No, she's nearest to her Lord when she's in the home. If you give a woman a home and you leave her with the freedom, you give her a house. Let's start with that. You give her a house, i.e., y'all get most of us, it takes two to tango that house thing, right? So when you, as a group, couple, whatever, you get the house, you need to turn it over to her. The curtains that she wants, then the curtains you're going to have. The furniture she wants, that's the furniture you're going to have. You just back out of that, just like, good, alhamdulillah. And she finds fulfillment in that. I'm telling you, the woman by nature, because she is by nature the environment. That's who she is, the environment. And so when we respect that about the woman, and it's so much bigger than what I'm saying right now, when we respect that nature in her, that's when we begin to see the flowering from her, that gift that Allah has put in her. But man has to create an environment psychologically, physically, that nurtures that nature in her, and then you begin to see flowering from her, that gift that's in her from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. See, so ar-rijalu qawwamuna 'ala an-nisa, when a man accepts the responsibility to take as much of a burden off of the woman as he can, such that she can feel or be established, then what that does is allow a sphere of
potential for, or space for her to grow in her nature. Because ultimately, if she's out there having to deal with the same thing you're having to deal with in the world out there, men, she has to go head-to-head with men on her job. She has to compete out there for this and for that. That's exhausting. And then to expect her to come home and, quote-unquote, be that woman, ingenue or what have you, it's like, and then get mad when she's not, that's unrealistic. So, brothers and sisters, the gift that is in the man for the woman and the gift that's in the woman for the man calls for both man and woman to be the man or the woman that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created them to be. رَبَّنَا أَتِيَنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا حَسْنَةً وَفِي الْآخِرِ حَسْنَةً وَقِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ آمين. الله أكبر. بسم الله. So let's go to a word that's the key word for us for now. And it's qunut. Qunut. Allah says in the verse that we're reading, 34:4, that is 4 surah 34 ayah. فَالصَّالِحَاتُ قَانِتَاتُ حَافِظَاتِ لِلْغَيْبِ بِمَا حَفَظَ اللَّهُ. Qunut is the root. Qunut. Now, I read a dictionary definition of this term, qunut. It is to be devout, obedient, fully and wholeheartedly, in all humility, to stand long in prayer. Qanitun, one who is fully, wholeheartedly, in all humility, devout and obedient. That's qunut. So, first, abstract, simple definition of qanit is devout obedience, long on prayer. So my sister, that also says to you is that you should be long on prayer. Just like man has to be responsible to establish the women because of the way that Allah has favored him and to spend his wealth on the women, then the woman who has such a man and who hopes for such a man has to establish as her way of being qunut, long-standing in prayer, wholeheartedly obedient, devoted to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's like, I deserve that kind of man. In what world? Why? No. It's not a given. It's not a given. You know, as I tell you, I mean, everybody got a page now. So, you know, a sister, because you wear a long dress, because you put on a scarf, it's like, okay, I'm done. Let's go. Let's have it. Give me all of that. No, it don't work like that. You do that for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wallahi, I'm telling you, I was in Egypt and I asked a young man about that because there was, you know, kimars everywhere. You know, but they had their hanging out at the mall scenario and everything that go with that too in Cairo. Right? I'm sure it's all better now. But in any case, in terms of that, so I asked the young man who was, you know, showing me around, taking me around. We started talking about marriage, and one of the things that he talked about, he said most of them, they just wear those so that they can look like this young man who lives there, so they can look pious and they can get a husband and what have you. That's the image was being given for that purpose. But he's saying it's not real. So the guarantee of that righteousness, that devout obedience. For some, they're satisfied. It's just, okay, the scarf is it. And we also often make the mistake of thinking that, oh, they got a scarf and they're righteous. And no more righteous necessarily than somebody wearing a kufi. Devout obedience has to be genuine. It has to be real. It has to be sincere. So there are those who don't wear scarves and who don't dress with full-length hems and the like that may very well be more righteous than those who do. And what does God say? Taqwa is the dress. The righteous dress is taqwa. So this kunut is the devout obedience. So when we talk about the key that unlocks the gift, and this is, what do you say, as a consequence, God is saying, for a man like this, you should therefore be like that. So you might say, well, yeah, if I get a man like that, then I'm going to be like that. No. It's your relationship with Allah. When you have your relationship with Allah, Allah knows that you deserve a man like that. So you don't even have to look for him. Serve Allah with kunut. Serve Allah with obedience. Serve Allah with devotion. Serve Allah wholeheartedly. Serve Allah as though nobody in the world is there but you. And then God, who knows what you want and what you need, as he says in the Quran, he will bless you from avenues you haven't even calculated. That's the thing. You don't even calculate. Yeah, let me see. If I wear one of these, maybe I can get me one of those. If I look like this, if I talk like this, if I do that. No. Focus on Allah. Focus on your relationship with Allah. When you focus on your relationship with Allah, I say, Allah, you know where I need, what I need. You know where it is. Show me where it is. Bring it to me. Help me. Be devoted to Allah. Be devoted to Allah. There may be someone whose heart hasn't even turned towards you, thought about you, but Allah may turn their hearts towards you, and you weren't even thinking about them, and they weren't even thinking about you. You think God can do that? But you got to trust Allah. Tawakkal ala Allah. Put all your trust in Allah. So that's first. Trust is not the end. It's just a few minutes and we'll be done. But here's a warning that I wanted to give today. My sisters, I want you to know from me, if you don't already know, my heart is so with you in the rights that you have as a creature created by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for a husband. So those unmarried, from where I sit, stand, what have you, there are so many righteous, deserving, unmarried women, and it is always astonishing and painful in a measure to me to know that such women are out there looking for men who will be the man that Allah created them to be, and then to turn around and see so many men who are not interested in being the man that Allah created them to be. And sister, one of the things that I'm going to invite you to take heart with regard in that respect is that Allah don't want to send you no bunk. You know what I'm saying? I'm serious. God said, I know, baby. That's just me talking. But the ones in your immediate range for right now, you don't mess with them. There ain't going to be nothing but a headache for you. But you hold on. I'm working on somebody for you. Allah, listen, Hadith of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It says a dua because, sister, I want you to not give up on making supplication to Allah for that, if that's your situation. It says the dua of any worshiper will continue to be responded to as long as they do not ask for sin or for breaking the ties of relationship, and as long as they are not hasty And he, the prophet, was then asked, what does it mean to be hasty? The worshiper says, I've prayed and prayed, and I don't see it. It's going to be accepted. So they give up hope of being answered, and they stop making the dua. The kunut, it says, long standing in prayer. And the kunut, after in Ramadan, when we do Taraweeh, you come up from ruku, and this is the kunut. The kunut is a dua that's made at that time before you go to sajda in the rakah during the Taraweeh prayer. So this kunut, this qanut, is connected with that kunut, connected with the long standing in prayer. Sister, that's what the invitation of God to you is, to say, don't give up on your dua. Don't give up on your supplication to Allah. Don't forget that Allah is in charge of everything and everybody. I'm telling you, ask me a man, he ain't even thinking about you. And Allah say, think about her. And for you not, what? Interested in me? Doo-doo-doo. Allah does. Or Allah may point you in a direction. Allah's going to do whatever he's going to do. I'm saying to you, the main thing is, don't give up on your dua. Don't give up on your supplication. Hadith of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sayyid Qudri, radiallahu anhu, he said, there's no Muslim who calls upon Allah with words in which there is no sin or severing of family ties, but that Allah will give them one of three things. He will answer their prayer soon, or he will store it up for him in the hereafter, or he will remove something bad from him that is equivalent to what he's asking for. It said, then we should make great amount of dua. And the Prophet said, Allahu Akbar. Listen, remember, Allah is real. He's real. What Allah said he would do. Quran. What Quran? The Quran says, so lose not heart, nor fall into despair, for you will gain mastery if you are in kuntum sadiqa, in kuntum mu'minun, if you are really a believer. So if you're really a believer, you keep making dua. You keep making dua. I've been making dua for 10 years. Keep making dua. Keep making dua. How long did Noah work? Keep doing what you're supposed to do, because you don't know what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is doing through it all. If the prophet says, and he promises, and his word is true, that one of three things are happening. Either you'll get what you're asking for soon, so it's always right around the corner, maybe the next thing, maybe tomorrow, maybe the next hour, maybe when you finish the prayer, you never know. Either it's going to happen soon, or it's going to be stored up for you, something stored up for you in the life that comes hereafter. Do you know? Do you know if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has already answered your dua and has a great reward for you in the life that comes after this life for what you suffered in your patience and in your supplication? Do you know? Oh, God ain't done that. That's a disbeliever's attitude. The believer's attitude is that, well, I know I'm getting it. I would prefer to have it right here, right now, but God says, either I store it up for you there, either I give you what you want soon, store it up for you there, or I have saved you from something equivalent that you don't even know. There was something that's about to hit you, and it was so out of your range of perception, you don't even know that you've been saved from something. How do you get there? You have to believe. Now, why am I spending that time on that? Because there is, what's this? My clock says a minute and 33 seconds. So I know it's going to be over, but just let you know I'm trying to be finished. Here's the difference in what I'm talking about. One reminder. T is ta, the letter ta. Ta is the letter ta. Kunut is wholehearted obedience. But, don't even know how to say it, with the dog, is canto, canto. Three roots, kaf, nun, ta. The other one, kaf, nun, ta. What does karnet ta with the heart teeth? Karnet ta, what does it mean? To despair, to lose courage, to abandon hope. Is it important that these two words are so very close to each other? I say yes. You can either be devoutly obedient to Allah, long-standing in your supplication to Him, believing that He answers your dua, or you can lose hope. You can lose hope, fall into despair, and lose courage. That's the difference. So the righteous woman is qanit, not qanit. And it's very easy. The simplicity and the minuscule difference between those two letters, it also implies that's how easy it is to lose hope. You might not think you've lost hope, but there may be in your heart, in your mind, evidence that you've lost hope. And if you've lost hope, if you're despairing, then that means that you're no longer calling it, you're calling it. That is what I'm inviting my dear sisters who are unmarried at this, in this case, and even if you're married and you have some very, very hard things that you're dealing with in your marriage, still, don't lose hope. Don't despair. Make your supplication to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As God says in the Quran, and we conclude, it says, يَعْلَمُ خَائِنَةَ الْأَعْيُنِ وَمَا تُخْفِي الصُّدُورُ. It says, He is one, Allah, He is the one who knows that which deceives the eyes and that which the breast conceals. I'm really calling on each one of us. This is we're talking about sisters, but it's for all of us, the women. But it's for all of us. Allah knows what's in your heart. Allah, usually when we say that, we think about it's just the good things. No, Allah knows everything in our heart. Do you know that Allah knows if you have given up? Allah knows that you have given up. And it may be that we have given up and we don't know that we have given up. And so the invitation in relationship to this kunut and not being qanit with the ta is monitor your own heart, monitor your own faith, monitor your own practice, monitor your relationship with Allah. Make it whole, make it personal, make it yours, make it you and God. Because otherwise, If you don't recognize that, you don't acknowledge that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He will leave us in the state that we're in if we have gone so far away from having faith in Him that we've given up on supplicating Him for our needs. So I say, every prayer, if it's critical for you, do not let a prayer pass without including that need, that want, that desire in your supplication. And just affirm with God, affirm with God, affirm with God, and God already knows it's hard. But if you continue to affirm with God, affirm with God, affirm with God, such that you yourself are crystal clear in your heart and in your spirit, that even in the absence of a visual, literal answer to your dua, you know that your supplication is sincere to the utmost. And I'm inviting you. Invite yourself and commit yourself and look, I'm going to die on this until it's done. I'm going to die with this dua on my lips. until it's done or I'm dead. That's the best way I can think of going with that. Die with the dua on your lips. And never stop making that dua as long as you live and as long as it's not met. And Allah is with you, inshallah, if you are believers. ربنا اعطنا في الدنيا حسنه وفي الاخره حسنه وقنا عذاب النار. الا هو ملائكته يصلون على النبي يا الذين امنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى ال محمد كما صليت على ابراهيم وعلى ال ابراهيم. وبارك على محمد وعلى ال محمد كما باركت على ابراهيم وعلى ال ابراهيم في العالمين انك حميد مجيد. Oh Allah, we seek your refuge from anxiety and grief. We seek your refuge from the lack of strength and laziness. We seek your refuge from cowardliness and niggardliness. We seek your refuge from being overpowered by debt and the oppression of men. O Allah, suffice us with what is lawful and keep us away from what is unlawful. And by your grace, make us free of all want of what is beside thee. Amen. Alhamdulillah. Let's go ahead with the comment. I have a couple of brief announcements to make. Make our road straight and even leave no space between the shaitan dividers. If our road is not straight, I just want to be. الله أكبر. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. والضحى والليل إذا سجى ما ودعك ربك وما قالا وللآخرة خير لك من الأولى ولسوف يعطيك ربك فترضى. ألم يجدك يتيما فأوى ووجدك ضالا فهدى ووجدك عائلا فأغنى فأما اليتيم فلا تقهر وأما السائل فلا تنهر وأما بنعمة ربك فحدث. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. ألم نشرح لك صدرك ووضعنا عنك وزرك الذي أنقذ ظهرك ورفعنا لك ذكرك فإن مع العسر يسرا إن مع العسر يسرا فإذا فرغت فانصب وإلا ربك فارغب. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر.
Allahu Akbar. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. جزاكم الله سبحان الله. الحمد لله. الله أكبر. لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. الفاتحة. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. تقبل الله. First, brothers, we want to recognize and express our sympathies to Amina Latifa, whose sister Rashida passed from this life 2 days ago. Inshallah, inna lillahi, may Allah grant her paradise and freedom from the sins and errors. Also, is she back there? Amina? Actually, I'm not forgetting something. I feel like there's something. All right, well, that's it, no? Well, I see Tarlina back there since I got her right in my line of sight right there. Back up, back up, back up, tall boy. I mean that in a righteous way. We go back to Brandy Park that way, right? We all good. It's all good. That's that New York Marathon woman right there. Tagbir. Come on now, that New York Marathon, that's the big daddy of them all. That ain't no joke. Congratulations. Welcome back. You survived. Alhamdulillah. All right. That's it. Sound like I've... What's up, man? It's good to be here. Alhamdulillah. You help old man out, man. Sound like I'm to love the cat. How's everything? Good. Good to see you. Hey, what's going on, man? I'm going to rock my shirt again. Yeah, put it in the corner and come back to you my way. Yeah, down. Good to see you. So much love. Yeah.
Capital High in Baton Rouge to University of Oklahoma. But he didn't stay there, but he went.
There's so many troubling things in our minds that all the talent in the world sometimes just can't overcome it.
He was a real good guy.
I went for
Allahu Akbar.
Domestic violence. Anger management.
The
people that are mandated by court. I'm the one that got to
come. Allahu Akbar. Make sure I get your card when you get one, right?
Yeah, we can see more about this stuff too.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. song?
Like your photo. And then I looked at it and said, hell, I like it too. No, but you can see, the point is that you actually
Yeah,